About 1,000 people gathered in Milwaukee for a Martin Luther King Day breakfast. Most in the audience were African American. Some of the speakers talked about King's commitment to nonviolence. Mayor Tom Barrett says Milwaukee's homicide total was substantially lower last year, but Barrett says there have been 4 people killed in the city so far this year, putting Milwaukee on the same relatively bloody pace as 2004.
But I want you to put this in perspective. Last year in Dane County, the second largest county in the state of Wisconsin, there were 3 homicides the entire year. We had 3 homicides in the city of Milwaukee by January 11th. Now I have people tell me, well, that's the way it is in urban America. We have to change that. And we have to change that beginning in this room.
Barrett says most of the homicide victims in the city last year were African American, and the largest age group was 16 to 20-year-olds. Barrett urged people to promote nonviolence and to encourage kids to stay in school. One of the Milwaukee children who seems to have already accepted those messages is 9-year-old Michael Brown. He recited an award-winning poem about Dr. King.
Today is a new day. King's dream surrounds. Because of him, I can go to any school, any park, or any playground with whomever I choose. No matter what color, we all share King's dream when we share with each other.
Mayor Barrett also pushed Milwaukee employers to hire more people from African American neighborhoods. The unemployment rate in Milwaukee's high minority central city is about 50%. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.